So Linda works with spiritual entrepreneurs, helping them heal their money issues. She understands the nuances of money challenges, money fears, money hunger, and she knows how to help people make peace with money. She uses my favorite technique, energy technique, tapping, to help them shift their mindset. And as a result, it shifts their manifestation, what they actually experience in their finances, so that they can make more money and have more money. They can enjoy more money. They can share more money. They can save more money, right? It's all about, you know, money mojo. She's gotten branded. Her brand is Magnetize Your Money Mojo. She's gotten her message very clear. She's gotten her offerings very clear. She's redone her graphics. She's done her website. She's participated in joint venture giveaways. She's gotten clients. She's making money. Linda is her brand. She understands the essence of money and how it touches every part of our lives, that we cannot escape it, and that she helps her clients connect with that energy so that they're in a healthy, happy, healthy, happy relationship with it instead of a dysfunctional one. And what I really love about Linda is that it's her commitment. It's her willingness, no matter, and she's going to share how many times she wanted to quit, she moved past it and kept going. She did her own inner work, and she worked through the resistance. And that is really, you know, it's the persistence. It's the keep showing up. It's the don't give up. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep doing it. And you'll get there. And I think that's just so powerful. So let me say hi to Linda. Hey, Linda. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Fine. How are you?
Great, great, great. So I would like to hear what your experience has been in the Diamond Program, and what would you say is your greatest takeaway from being in it?
Well, my experience has been that it's really, and working with you, has really been about challenging my inner resistance, both fear of failure but also fear of success. Mm-hmm. The need to remain independent because I am fiercely so, and to have to adhere to my belief that I had to do it alone, and or it wasn't, you know, I wasn't really doing it, and that it had to be perfect. So if I couldn't do it myself and it wasn't perfect, then, you know, it was a failure.
It wasn't worth
and
it.
Yeah. And I really, I've really gotten beyond that in a big, big way. And I wouldn't have if I hadn't been working with a coach, specifically a coach like you, who has such a commitment to your clients. And you wouldn't let me quit. I mean, like you said, how many times did I say, you know, this isn't working, I'm going to quit. Get a job. and you would say, well, what would you tell your clients if they said that? And I said, hell no.
Those moments, you know, grass is greener over there. Please just
right.
Go over there just for a little bit.
Yeah, because it's hard.
Yeah, it can be. It can be very hard.
This is like, I was thinking about this while my colleagues were talking, and I was thinking, you know, this is like having a baby and nurturing it to the age of 20 all within a year or two.
It's kind of like that. That's actually pretty good.
Because our business is our child.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So what would you say is your greatest takeaway from being in here?
Greatest takeaway is that everybody needs a coach. And as you said earlier, people everywhere have a coach. Successful people have a coach behind them. Because the thing about it is you can see the trees, the minutiae, but you can't see the big picture standing there alone. Somebody else has to stand just behind and to your side and say, oh, look over there, look over there, look over there. No, there's a whole big world around you, you know, and you can't see that.
Yeah.
Can't see it. So that, you know, that is one of my big takeaways, is that you need somebody to do that. You can do it alone, probably, possibly, but it's going to take a hell of a lot longer, and you're not going to be as, I don't know, not going to be as far along with the process internally, I guess, is what I would say.
Yeah, it's true. You know, one of the things that I remember you saying, and I'm just going to, I want to say it because I think it's so important, is that one of the things that you really felt like you got is this sense of owning your business, like really owning it, you know.
Yeah.
Standing
yeah.
in your power with regards to yourself as a businesswoman, just really owning that you are that. And I think that's really powerful.
Yeah, and it's really kind of interesting because that happened just recently for me. I think we were doing some chatting or something, and I had this big shift.
Yeah.
And because I had been stuck for a long time, and that's when I went through those several iterations of quitting. But but we did that tapping, and I felt that, like, mm-hmm. actual physical shift.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, my business became mature.
Mm.
It became a grown-up. It was no longer a little kid
mm-hmm.
that I was just trying to keep out of trouble. You know? It was.
That's really good. That's so bad. I love that analogy.
And I don't even know why I'm bringing this up because I don't even have kids. But, yeah, it was a real thing.
Yeah.
And... hey, I'm doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So, Linda, what was your greatest fear before signing up?
Oh, my God. I had two, really.
Okay.
One was the fear of going into debt. And the second was the fear that it would be just another program that I wouldn't finish.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't be able to do it. Yeah.
Okay,
but
you
honestly,
can't sit there.
Yeah. Honestly,
so what
you know,
happened?
So what
clearly
happened
you haven't not, you know, you haven't not finished it, right? You are still in here.
Right.
You're doing it. And there was something that you said about when you made the decision to invest. You had this huge shift about, like, what happened. There was this energetic shift of you stepping into that space.
Yeah,
I think that
it was
sharing
when,
that would be very powerful for people because I had that as well when I did that. So I totally get it.
Yeah, because I started out in the business club,
mm-hmm.
and I thought this is nice, you know, this is interesting. But you and I had a conversation. You were like, you know, if you really want to have a business, you can't just get it from being in the business club. You gotta, you know, because I was starting from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like you, I had no idea, you know, what to do with Facebook or, you know, I didn't even know what a tweet was. And I'd been really out of the coaching business for a while and coming back into it with this idea that Yellow Pages were still working. And I know, right?
Right.
Because I had been in a totally different field for over 10 years, so. It was really
there are people laughing on this right now because they totally can relate to this.
Like, oh, my God.
I mean,
it's
we're not terrible. All Sarahs, you know, Sarah's age, right, with two little babies. You
know,
a lot of us are, I had the same thing. Like, why is somebody tagging me on Facebook? And what is, you know, what is a squeeze page? And what is WordPress? Like, what? I totally relate to that. I mean, you know, it took me forever to get a smartphone. I still don't know how to use it, you know, other than, you know, dialing somebody or sending a text. But I get it. I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
But when I remember sitting on the couch and you had asked me for my credit card and I gave you the number and I remember feeling like my body had moved over on the couch.
Wow.
Like it had just been shifted over.
Wow.
It was so palpable. And even today, to think about it, I get really, like, whoa. It was such a I don't know, I can't even explain it. It was such a metaphysical moment. Yeah.
It's, you know, and here's the thing, guys. What she's talking about is not giving me the money. She took a step for herself. What she's
mm-hmm.
really talking about is that
mm-hmm.
moment where she took a move. You know, she moved
mm-hmm.
into a new space.
Yeah, totally new space.
To
it was
who
a
she
total
was going
commitment.
To be, where she was going to be. And that's
mm-hmm.
so powerful. That's so
yeah.
powerful.
It really was.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Seriously, thank you.